Friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, a short teaching on purgatory. So in the book by Princess Eugenie, she met one of the different souls that appeared to her. He in life had been a mountain climber and apparently a very famous one and very, very accomplished. But she saw him in a ditch, and the biggest sense that she got by the way in which he appeared to her was how meaningless were all his accomplishments before God, since they had nothing to do with the things that matter to God, the faith and love for others, etc. And it was a striking thing, because I didn't recognize the person's name, but I'm sure she did, that even if we have incredible accomplishments, if they're not of God, they don't matter. And in purgatory, you arrive empty-handed, as well as in heaven. And so for us that have faith, we should really consider ourselves blessed, that we will bring something, treasures, from our acts of faith and reception of the sacraments and the love that we have for other people, that these things are treasures before God. And what matters to God is certainly not always what matters to other people. And we must not let the ways of the world deceive us into living lives that may look filled with accomplishments on the outside, but inside are empty. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and I am at the Santuario de la Virgen de la Caridad. For those of you that don't know English, that is the title of the Virgin Mary that's patroness of Cuba. So, you know, Cuba has a lot of problems with its politics, and the Catholic Church and the faith basically was banned there. I don't know all of the details of the state of Cuba as it is, but people had to leave, and so under this title, they went to Our Lady, invoking her for protection, often crossing over here to the U.S., often simply protection of their faith being there in Cuba. And so, because there's a lot of Cubans here in Miami, that's why they have this beautiful sanctuary right by the water. You know, it's just been something of a hectic travel day. So to come here at the beginning of this trip, these 3 days that I'm here in Miami, to see the final vows of my friend Sister Alexia, which I'll be showing you that in a few coming days. But I just want to show you around because it's so beautiful here. Then I want to show you inside of the sanctuary so that you can see for yourself. So this is just an amazing view of the water right here in Miami. You could see out in the distance some of the keys that are here, these small islands right by Florida. And here is the beautiful sanctuary. Now I'm going to take you inside. As I'm walking, I'll tell you some of the things that happened on my trip. So we got our Airbnb. And it's a duplex, so one side is one set of people, and the other side is the apartment that we rented. We didn't know that. We went in the wrong door, saw a bunch of things inside the house, and thought, oh my gosh, there's people here. And it was just a huge mess. So we were afraid that the house had been broken into, but it turned out we just went in the wrong door. Here we will walk around. Here is an icon of Nuestra Señora de la Caridad. That is, that bishop's face looks familiar, but I don't remember his name. Some of you may know. Of course, this is St. John Paul II. And a local bishop here, probably the one who established the shrine. On the video, you can zoom in if you want. I'm not going to read it, but I'll see if I can upload a picture. Right around this shrine, there's a church with 24-hour adoration, which is pretty amazing. And apparently some sort of Catholic school. I didn't see what type of school it was. When you come into the church, it says, "Behold your mother, and mother, behold your son." amazing in person. That's the Catholic history of Cuba right there. If you would like to pray this with me, let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Virgin of Charity, patroness of Cuba, Hail Mary, full of grace. You are the beloved daughter of the Father, the mother of Christ our God, the living temple of the Holy Spirit. You take in your name, the Virgin of Charity, the memory of God who is love, the remembrance of the commandment of Jesus, the evocation of the Holy Spirit, love poured out in our hearts, fire of charity sent on Pentecost over the church, gift of the full liberty of the children of God. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. You have come to visit our people, and you have wanted to stay with us as Mother and Lady of Cuba. In your pilgrimage, in the walks of history, your name and your image have been sculpted in the mind and the hearts of all Cubans, inside and outside of the country, as a sign of hope and a center of communion, brotherly love. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us before your Son, Jesus Christ. Intercede for us with your maternal heart. Inundate us with the charity of the Holy Spirit. Grow our faith. Enliven our hope. Increase and strengthen in us love. Help our families. Protect our children and the young. Console those who suffer. Be mother to the faithful and to the pastors of the church, model and star of the new evangelization, mother of reconciliation, bring together your people dispersed throughout the world, make the nations, and especially the country of Cuba, a place of brothers and sisters, that these people can open up their minds, their hearts, their lives to Christ, the only Savior and Redeemer, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.
You get a little context for the story of La Virgen de la Caridad. Let me read to you from one of the official pamphlets here. The original image of Our Lady of Charities was found in the northeastern part of the island of Cuba in 1612, floating on the waters of the Bay of Nipe. It was spotted by two native Indians and an African slave child who had gone out to look for salt. Tradition remembers them as the Three Juanes. The image was on a small piece of wood with the inscription, I'm the Virgin of Charity. Initially, they took the image to a small town called Barajagua, and sometime later it was taken to the parish of El Cobre, from where the image would frequently and mysteriously disappeared and would have to be returned to its place. A young girl named Apollonia insisted that she had seen the image on El Cobre Hill. After a time of prayer, the villagers saw a glow on the hill, so they built a small shrine on the spot and move the image there, the same place where she is today, in the National Shrine and Minor Basilica of Our Lady of Charity. On May 10, 1916, in response to the request of the veterans of the Cuban Wars of Independence, Pope Benedict XV proclaimed Our Lady of Charity the patroness of Cuba. On January 24, 1998, during the visit of Pope St. John Paul II to Cuba, His Holiness crowned the image of the Virgin of Charity as Queen and Mother of all the Cuban people.